Vladimir Putin has been president of Russia for nearly two decades, and his reputation in America has taken center stage since the 2016 election.
The holiday photo call. Every leader does one. No one else does them, shirt off, fish in hand. Welcome to Vladimir Putin's summer break in Siberia.
President Putin there playing hockey, dressed up as he always does, whether he's doing judo or horseback riding.
Putin is the law, and members of his inner circle can operate with impunity.
What does he want? And is he really the most powerful man in the world?
But while we're all following the investigation into ties between President Trump and Putin, it's important to remember the relationship between our two countries will long outlast these two men.
That's why Russia scholar and government professor at Wesleyan University, Peter Rutland, recently wrote about the impending question in Russia: what will happen to the country after Putin? And Lauren, you spoke with Rutland more about this, but remind us first, how has Putin stayed in power for so long?
Right. Well, Putin first became president in 1999, and even though the Russian constitution requires that he step down after two consecutive terms, he got around that by moving sideways, becoming prime minister while his protege became president. Then in 2012, he decided to go back to the presidency, and by 2024, the country will certainly be thinking about his successor. But Rutland writes that there is a lot at stake in that transition for Russia and for the rest of the world. I spoke with him more about this via Skype, and I asked him about this larger-than-life persona that Putin has to much of the world. He can seem like an absolute ruler of Russia, but he's not.
Yes, he's certainly a larger-than-life figure with tremendous charisma and authority, both inside the country and on a global scale. But that being said, it's true that inside the country, he is not a personal dictator. He doesn't have unquestioned authority. He's not a Saddam Hussein. He's not a Stalin. He's more of a broker of rival interests.
He has, though, been in power for 17 years, and he says he's not sure he's going to leave the presidency anytime soon. So how has he managed to do that?
Well, he's a very skillful politician, and he's been able to work both with the public and build trust among the ordinary Russians and with the elites. And he's managed to satisfy the interests and needs of all of these rival elites. And he's also been very skillful in making sure that any possible rivals to his power don't stick around very long.
Right. I want to take a quick step back and talk about a little bit of the background on this. Can you describe for us what Russia was like before Putin took power?
Well, after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, Boris Yeltsin was the president, and he concentrated a lot of power in the hands of the presidency. But he was old, he was sick, and he was not able to manage the country, and the country was in a deep economic crisis, and the central government effectively collapsed. So when he nominated Vladimir Putin as his successor as president, Putin took over an institution that had potentially great strengths in the presidency, but hadn't exercised effective authority. And he was able to turn it around and turn the central government into a very powerful instrument for ruling Russia.
You mentioned that the Russian people appear to be overwhelmingly in favor of Putin. Are they really supportive of him? I mean, I know that the press isn't quite free there.
The press is not at all free, really. The internet is still pretty free in Russia, but the TV, which is the main source of news for most people, is very tightly controlled. And the press is also pretty well controlled. So, yeah, a lot of the public support for Putin is manufactured by the Kremlin. There's no question about that. However, his actions have generally been seen as very successful in stabilizing the economy, in restoring Russia's prestige as a great power. So I think the evidence does suggest that most of the support for Putin is really genuine. Because the problem is you can't beat something with nothing. And one reason why people continue to support Putin is that they don't see any realistic alternatives.
Right. So then the question becomes, we're looking at another election here. Putin looks like he will win. And the question is, if his reign of power, so to speak, does end sometime soon here, whether it's in several more years or now, what would happen to Russia?
Well, there's a very wide range of opinion about that, because Russians experienced the trauma of the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, which kind of came relatively out of the blue, and that was very traumatic for the society in general and for individuals, and they're scared of repeating that. So they're afraid if Putin goes, all hell will break loose. On the other hand, you can argue that, well, Russia has become more stable than it was in the 1990s. Putin has created some new institutions. He's created trust among the elites, finally. And so you can imagine, I think, a smooth transition of power where Putin nominates a successor, just as Yeltsin nominated him, and that new guy is able to manage the country just as effectively as Putin has. I mean, Putin is a smart guy, but he's not unique. There are plenty of other capable, strong figures in the Russian leadership who could grow into the role which he has created.
In your opinion, after spending so many years in Russia and studying it for so long, what do you think the best case scenario is for a post-Putin Russia?
Well, you know, in the West, what we'd all like to see is a democratic Russia. We'd like to see competitive elections and free press. And in the long run, that seems to be what produces the most stable political environment. Is that realistic for Russia? I'm afraid not. I mean, you can't rule it out because they did become fairly democratic in the 1990s. But I don't see it in the immediate future. What I would most likely see is a kind of Putin clone, somebody who will continue to run the system in the same way that Putin has run the system, which is a very authoritarian hand on the tiller of the state. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily bad for the West, because at least it means Russia is predictable, and hopefully we can persuade them not to be so aggressive in their foreign policy.
Peter Rutland is a professor of government at Wesleyan University, and he also writes the Nationalism Watch blog. Peter, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.